Talk to just about anybody in the real estate business, and they will tell you the market for properties in Vermont is red hot right now. But a company that facilitates real estate transactions says the pandemic has made it more difficult to access the land records needed to complete property sales. The Connecticut Attorney's Title Insurance Company has filed a lawsuit against town clerks across Vermont, and it's asking a judge to force them to return to pre-pandemic office hours. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, clerks say the suit is an assault on the health of local communities.
It's been a grueling year for South Burlington City Clerk Donna Kinville. Between mail-in elections, local ballot measures, and maintaining daily operations in the midst of a pandemic, Kinville's job has consumed Kinville's life.
It does take a cumulative effect, and there's a point where my staff laughs. I just had my birthday this week, and they bought me some lavender sleepy stuff because I'm not sleeping.
So when Kinville found out last month that she's been named in a lawsuit filed by an insurance company, she took it personally. Kinville says she first ran for the city clerk position because she wanted to help people.
That's why you become a clerk. And then just all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, get accused of something that you've worked so hard to make sure doesn't happen. It really hits close to the heart.
Kinville is one of nine clerks named in a lawsuit filed last month by Connecticut Attorney's Title Insurance Company, also known as CATIC. CATIC is headquartered in Connecticut, but it's licensed to operate in 19 states, including Vermont. The company's suit claims that pandemic protocols instituted by some clerks have impeded timely access to municipal land records.
Access to the land records isn't just critical for attorneys. It's also critical for appraisers, surveyors, realtors, and property owners who just need access to the records to conduct property transactions.
That's Andy Michael, a Williston resident who manages CATIC's operations in Vermont. Michael says town and city clerks are the sole gatekeepers to those critical documents.
And if they are closed or have reduced their hours or imposed unreasonable restrictions, anybody seeking access is left without access.
Without that access, Michael says, the machinery of the real estate sector can grind to a halt. The lawsuit has drawn fierce backlash from municipal clerks in Vermont and beyond. John Odom is city clerk in Montpelier.
They are making an attempt to basically drop a nuke on communities across the state just because of their sense of personal entitlement.
While the lawsuit names only nine town and city clerks, Odom says a ruling in CATIC's favor could force all municipalities to abide by the open hours mandate. Odom says there's good reason clerks have restricted in-person access to municipal offices.
It's the same reason why, you know, restaurants are closed. It's the same reason why we're all wearing masks. And that's because we're trying to limit the places and the degree to which the virus can spread during a pandemic.
Odom says most clerks have bent over backwards to provide access to land records, whether that's through online portals or in-person appointments.
To suggest that access literally means the ways to which they had become accustomed prior to the pandemic is completely, it's not genuine. It's not legitimate. It's not a serious argument.
Michael says CATIC's lawsuit isn't meant to be a broadside against the hard work clerks have done during the pandemic. And he says CATIC has spent months trying to address its grievances through the legislature, Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and Vermont Municipal Clerks and Treasurers Association. CATIC's case apparently resonated with lawmakers. In June, the Senate Committee on Government Operations encouraged the governor to require that clerks return to 100% of normal pre-pandemic hours by early summer.
Yeah, litigation was the last recourse.
But he says some jurisdictions are still limiting record searches to one a day, or limiting appointments to 30-minute blocks, even though typical title searches can take 3 hours or more.
And then there are some clerks that say, we'll allow searching, get here at 6:30 in the morning, and you need to leave by 8 o'clock.
Realtors across Vermont say they're seeing a sustained increase in demand for properties here. But industry insiders, including one who filed an amicus brief in support of CATIC's suit, say restricted access to land records is gumming up transactions. Bobby Brimblecom is the town clerk in Marshfield.
Clerks are working extraordinary hours and taking extraordinary measures to get these records, make them available. It's just not as convenient as it was when the attorney could walk in at any time, but we're all making concessions.
And she says CATIC should make some concessions too.
It offends me to think that the financial risk of this company should outweigh the health risk to my community.
A judge will hear arguments in the case later this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.